sea, esto, ¡buah! Bueno, pues, a mí eso ya, ok, 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 ok.
What does Rob hold in regard to a Jewish newspaper, a Jewish newspaper, the Orthodox Jew? If the Orthodox Jew is being talked about badly, it's Russian art.
Okay, what's the halacha about reading a newspaper if there's an article in the newspaper about an Orthodox Jew and it says bad things that he did?
Well, you have to read it. You have to know what goes on to it. Unfortunately, there are many Orthodox Jews who make it a Hashem. Of course, you have to read it. Not only you're allowed to read it, you have to read it. And to come to let them. The Machalas Hashem.
He wanted to know if it's Lashon Hara to read it.
Not Lashon Hara. It's not Lashon Hara even to talk about it. To Talmidim. And to children, to grandchildren.
So.
Is there a reason for not being allowed to eat fish and meat together?
Fish and meat together. Is there a reason
fish.
For fish and meat?
Well, that's in Sakoni. And my brother, the Chemist, Sefkim Yaakov Zechinovar, told me that fish and meat have different kind of proteins, so it interferes with digestion. But you have to ask a doctor, you know.
Okay, so would it still apply today if you could, take certain medicines to, regulate?
You have consulted a doctor on it. Medications change and vary. From generation to generation.
If the doctor said it was good, would you be allowed to up your halacha?
Yes, sure. The doctor said it's good, so it's allowed to up your halacha.
Is there a halachic obligation to use a seatbelt in a car?
What?
Is there a halachic obligation to use a seatbelt in a car?
That's right, Sakone. Sakone. And, yes.
What are the Rav's opinions on the recent sighting of Benjamin cloning?
He wants to know what your opinions are about the cloning. They made a
terrible thing. It's even worse than Meneach, because that's serious, you know. And it's conducive to all kinds of monstrous human beings that Yerushalmi actually discusses. Yerushalmi actually says, suppose the child is born and he has the head of a goat and the feet and the stomach of a human being. So then he can tell that monstrous human being, go with me and I'll slaughter you. And the Shrite is not mitami magia, but it's a sabachila because it's a trade. Inversely, if the head is of a human being and the goof is of a goat, a sheep, so then if he kills him, he's chayav misi, not misi benson because he's a treife, but misi vishamayim, but it's a ritzeach, it's yor v'yavah.
And
your
brother to
call you, if there was only... Ego is also muzia. Meneach muzobim al azirus. He's not chayev misi b'li odom, but he's chayev misi b'li shamayim.
In regard to cloning, if there was one paraduma, would you be allowed to clone?
What? He said if they can make another paraduma through cloning, would you be allowed
to... It's also the right. I can't hear.
Okay. If the curriculum, the New York State curriculum, has part of it where you have to learn about evolution.
I'll tell you, the theory of evolution is not necessarily heresy, because there are two theories of evolution. One is the theory of creative evolution, conceived by Dr. Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin was a very religious Christian to the extent that every Sunday he attended Mass in church. So he said that the Rebbeinu Shalom, Almighty God, created out of nothing, Yesh Me'ayim, photons, and then he created in the course of years, in an evolutionary way, electrons, and then these photons and electrons combined into an atom, and then the Rebbeinu Shalom, in the course of years, gradually combined the atoms into molecules, and then in the course of years the Rebbeinu Shalom combined the molecules into the inorganic world, and then in the course of years he combined the molecules into the vegetative world, and then in the course of years he combined the molecules to form the vegetative world, and then in the course of years they combined also, because of the Rebbeinu Shalom, the human being, they had nothing to do with it. The Rebbeinu Shalom was the monitor who created everything into the animal world. First, the amoeba, the protozoa, and the fishes, the squirrels, the lobsters, and then the mouse, the rice, the rats, the mice, and finally the apex of the creation, the human being, the Homo sapiens, who can think and conceive intellectual truths like mathematics, astronomy, geography, chemistry, biology, physics, and political verities, economics, history, and also the capacity to distinguish between right and wrong. And that took a number of billions of years. Now, of course, then came along a heretic in Schugenau by the name of Alfred Huxley. He conceived the concept of automatic evolution. Out of nothing, such nonsense, sprang out electrons, photons, and then out of nothing, the photons, electrons, combined into atoms. Then out of nothing, the molecules combined into the inorganic world. Then out of nothing, they combined to form the vegetative world, flowers, trees, and then out of nothing, they combined to form the organic world of rats and mice and squirrels and lobsters. And out of nothing, they combined to form the mammal world. And then out of nothing, they combined to form the Homo sapiens, the human being who can distinguish between true and false, and good and evil. So, of course, that's nonsense. Now, Rabbi Wasserman mentions that he wants, the Rambam says, in Perikim Cheshuveh, Shleisho Himanikoyim Minim, three are considered as atheists, or Imeir Shein Shom Beriklal. There is no Berilam. That's just a world by itself that runs automatically according to certain laws. Who conceived these laws? Nothing conceived ever, yes, such a thing. And then Beis Roimea She Yeshem Berei Avol Yeshem Rechod She Yeshem Sayer. In other words, that there is one atom that it was together in an eternal way together with the Bereilam. And then Noimeir she Yeshka Sheish Bereilam Avogu Fubalkuna, but his bodily traits. So Omar Avon, the rabbi says, Vilomo Kor מין. הרי הרב ידי למיטב ממנו הולכו בזה מחשבו, לפי שרו בפסוקים, like יד השם, הנד השם, ותחס רגלוב, beneath his feet, כליבנס מייסי הספיה, like a rock of diamonds. Diamonds, so usually it's explained in the sense when the Rebbe says, Gdelim v'tevim imenu, in a comparative sense, greater people and bigger tzaddik in the Rambam. How could the Rambam say such a thing? So they are some here. Now, the Chinuch mentions it, Rabbi Yisif Albo, Sifri Korin, mentions an argument. Even though this is the basic Jewish thought, we come again, Hamaimim Bazim Mishuti Apsukim, Vyes Abagolis, Hamshapshim Mishadiyes, like Akolish Bohu, Nachfim Becholyeim, Shinonikramim, and Yeshlech Rabo, and that is the Kagirs. So the Sameach says that when the Rambam, when the Raivet twice, Gdelim v'tevim imenu, Chas v'sholem, did not mean to say that certain fanatics from Makis who believe the Rebbeinu Shalom is a body, anger, and feed, so then he's a greater scholar than the Rambam. But the Raivet meant it in the sense of Ish v'menu l'nelo. Not one of us, of the Jews, was missing. So he had to have a deal in the menu. So, between the Rambam and the Raivet. So Reb Chaim Brisker answered, according to the Rambam, in Nebuch HaPikires is also HaPikires. An unfortunate atheist, heresy, also has a denomination. So Reb Chaim Vassaman assumed that the Raivet holds that in Nebuch HaPikires is not. I think that Reb Chaim did not mean that. But Ma'al Machode, Ma'al Machode. The Rambam is reference to somebody who generally understands that certain psukim in the Torah or in the Vim or in Suvim cannot be understood in a little abotomy feeling. Like the Pasuk in Shaftim, like today, Holy Cholcho Eitzim, Mashiach Aleihem, Melech Al Yisrael. So he didn't mean Chas v'Sholem such a stupid, ridiculous thing that the trees went out of the tree wall. It's Mechubah. But he meant the leaders of the various 14 decided to appoint a king or them. Like the person that they are, pouring daily subzuh Hashemayim, skyscrapers up to the sky. He didn't mean they're the skyscrapers. The Lincoln Tower or the Hyatt House, so reaches unto the sky, but it means it's taller than usual. But Dafke Legabe this Tzuki, he decided that to understand that Kipshute, so that shows that he did it spitefully. That's it, and Rabbi Cheskes also said the same thing. But if in general, he interprets in a primitive way everything Kipshutei, so then both the Rambam and the Raivet agree that it is not an apikiris, but the thought itself is irrational. That's what he said. Okay. What? I can't hear, I work.
So what if they give you a question on the state exam about evolution?
Just don't say anything in your name. Say what Darwin said and then supplement it to the statement that Dr. Darwin was a very religious human being, but I don't agree with him. And Dr. Alfred Huxley say he was an atheist, pure and simple. A stupid, ridiculous atheist. Okay?
Is the idea of not stepping over someone's foot, is that a superstition?
What? Is there any problem stepping over somebody's foot? If somebody's foot is here, to step over their foot?
You shouldn't do it. But if you do it accidentally, so you say, I beg your pardon.
is one allowed to use an aid around, like something like a summer camp?
If the Erev consists of real machitzes with a door that is closed at night, in the daytime it has a door that could be opened, otherwise it's not a good Erev.
That's all rigid, the whole of it. Well, you're talking about a summer camp in the mountains.
Same thing.
We'll have a shiur, by the way, there'll be a shiur on air. We'll have to court the schedule.
Okay. So let them ask questions.
How much do we hold a pruta is worth in dollars? What's a shava
pruta today, bizman hazeh? Meisha finds the basket that it is. I'll mention what the Meisha finds in regard to the 200 zuz of Iksuve. That's $20,000. You figure out, I can't, you know.
The
putis chodzeiro and
shmeni
putis probably comes out to a dime at least, maybe a quarter.
But if they actually cloned the paraduma, would we be able to use it to make people tall?
If let's say they made another paraduma through cloning, would you be able to use it?
Chas v'shalom, yisos habanoi.
On Shabbos, if you have like a bottle, they want to open.
What?
On Shabbos, if you
have
a bottle, or
if you
have
to open a bottle.
A bottle on Shabbos, what kind of bottle is it?
It's like a plastic or a paper seal around it.
So you can open it up to the hayat, that way.
Backwards.
But not the natural way.
Don't do the usual
way. Not traditional.
No,
shave
your other
mishach of this.
Ki
elishit b'yayay. So the Gemara in Beitzeh applies it to the case of Tuskemen. Tuskemen means that the chovies were broken and then it was smoothed together with plaster. But without that, it's also in Malishino. However, the Hashulchan says that Rashi and the Rashbo and the Rambam and the Ravid say that the kimta of Tuskemen is only according to Abshimen. But according to the Rabbanon, it's muter, even if it is not Tuskeme. So the Hashulchan says, V'yeish lismeich al dalet gil yado.
Can you transplant organs from an animal into a human
being? What?
Can you take a organ from an animal, like a baboon's heart, and put it in a human being to save his life?
If it's indispensable to save the life, you can do it. But otherwise, it's also.
Otherwise, it's also.
Yes.
So I can't even do it. Okay.
What is the whole idea of Yetzer Hara?
He wants to know, what is the Yetzer Hara? Could you explain the Yetzer, what the Yetzer Hara is?
I have to mention the three great psychiatrists. Doctor, what's his name? The Jewish fella. Dr. Freud. He conceived two chiddush. One chiddush is that there is an individual unconscious. The second thing that he conceived was that in every human male there is a powerful and potent attraction towards the other gender, regardless whether he's a saint or a villain, whether he's a Jew or he's a Gentile or even a pagan. Now, the first concept that there is an individual conscious things that the person consciously doesn't know. Why doesn't he know? He doesn't want to know. For example, how could a person, a husband, who was bereaved at a young age when his Ashes Nurim was 32 years old, functional life? How would it pass? The answer is, that's one of the blessings with which the Rabbein Shalom himself endowed men. How could the people who lost their Ashes Nurim, their children, their sons, their daughters, their sisters, and then became the United States from functional life? So, because of the blessing of forgetfulness, we say in Tzvi Shabbos, in the Shmires, Mashbi Ani Aleichem, Purio, Sara Shikre, that you shouldn't forget me. How could I? But it's one of the blessings. But the trouble is, as the Dumna Magid says, they forget the wrong things that they shouldn't forget. They forget the Rabbein Shalom, they forget the Torah, they forget the whole heritage, and the moment they arrived on the shore of the Atlantic, they throw all the treasures into Atlantic Ocean. But what do they not forget? The ambition to make money. So they become very ambitious, over-ambitious, to become millionaires and then billionaires. But then they become disgusted with the emptiness in their life. They buy for each son, his daughter, a Cadillac car, and with the television in it, and cable television, which is full of filth and dirt, repugnant, despicable, and disgusting. So then the children themselves become disgusted. They neglect their studies, even they have the potential to conceive a lot. They might have an IQ of 150. So then become ultimately drug addicts. Dura Magid does not mention all these examples that I mentioned. He didn't know of all these. So that's no good. Okay.
Last time we were here, you mentioned that about the stock market.
What?
Last time one of the boys asked you a question about the stock market.
Stock market.
You said that.
That's a wonderful thing. If you do it for a wonderful purpose, to support Torah and stock institutions and hospitals for sick, for retarded children, the aged and the widows.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's say, sports. If there's a sports season and you know that like professional analysts have decided that certain teams are better than others,
certain
if
shoes.
If you win money, are you allowed to gamble on that? Right. Sort of gambling.
Okay. Certain shoes.
The best team.
His question is: last time, the boys asked you about the difference in gambling and the stock market. So you said, if you get a financial analyst, it's not gambling because he's using chokhmah.
Right, that's right.
So he wants to know now, if you have different sports teams. Now, you don't know who's going to win. But let's say you have a sports analyst who claims to use chokhmah, and he tells you to bet on this team.
Nothing wrong.
To bet on the team.
You know, I buy every week 2 lotto tickets. One for myself and one for my wife. And this week, the one who wins the latter ticket will win $45 million. So far, it wasn't successful.
No, but he's talking about betting. He's talking about betting, gambling on sports teams. No, this is gambling.
Gambling does not require chokhmah. That's like the gypsies. But betting if you consult a financial analyst, that requires help. So it's all right.
Enough to clarify this. Okay, go ahead. Don't do anything until we drop salt at your pie. Okay. Okay, yes, no problem.
What does the Rav hold about taking medicine on Shabbos?
What's the halacha about taking medicine on Shabbos?
It's okay. Today, medicine is like vitamins. Some merely smuta.
But does one have to be enough on the Mishkov?
What?
No.
I mean, because if he doesn't take the medicine, let's say if I, because of a stroke, wouldn't take the medicine, I would cease functioning. I would fall asleep all the time. That's why the doctor told me I have to drink tea all the time. Every 2 hours, a different cup of tea.
Okay. It depends what? In other words, what's your case?
Allergy medicine.
Yeah, allergy also, same thing. That even regular healthy people have allergies. I have allergies towards Pepsi Cola and Pepsi Cola and Coca Cola, both kinds of Coca Cola. So I'm allowed to take the medication on Shabbos.
Are
you not about philosophies of different religions?
Yeah, you're allowed if you major, if it's a required course, not if you major, let's say, in computers, in economics, in physics, but if you major in philosophy and you feel that you have an independent mind and you're not so vulnerable, then you're allowed. But if you feel that you are vulnerable, so then you're not allowed to be shame from them.
Are you allowed on your own just without, not because of
if you feel that you're not vulnerable, you're allowed. I never looked into the New Testament, but when I started to go to Buffalo to the mills, so on the desk they had a New Testament. So I looked at it, I took a cursory glance, and I saw all the answers there, and that's enough. Whenever I receive a Bible that contains the Old Testament and New Testament, so I pluck out the New Testament, I throw it in the garbage. And the Old Testament I keep in a separate place where no one can see it.
If you come across a conservative sitter where the majority of its content is...
Because it's natural. Reconstruction is there.
Right.
But the other conservative sitter is not repugnant. It only has two repugnant things. In other words, first, that Shalayosani Goy, the Yavi Boche, shows also a Sibit Salman.
Right, so the majority of it is Torah and the same...
Yeah, Torah. You're not allowed to burn it. You'll be even allowed to rise it.
You should show it the same respect as you would show...
That's right, but put it behind there. Behind so no one will see it.
What
class
for something is preparing on Shabbos for
Shabbos? What's Hachana? He wants to know, what is Hachana? In other words, what?
You're not allowed to be meiching with Shabbos lechem, even without Malach. Let's say, to arrange the chairs, because you expect a Shabbos lechem until Shabbos, not allowed to do it. So, but you have set a time after Shabbos, 2 hours after Tzitzak HaChovim, so you have plenty of time to do it.
Can we talk about stuff?
Can you talk about things on Shabbos that you plan to do after Shabbos?
Yes, you're allowed. But if it's necessary, not if it's nonsense. Not allowed to talk about sports, even to look at the sports section on Shabbos. But you're allowed to look into it if you have an interest in it.
Are there certain Mishnayos that you shouldn't start learning like when you're young?
I don't know. It depends, you know, upon the mentality of the child, whether he has a disposition towards seeing or not. If the child is intuitively and instinctively disposed towards sin, towards lust, you should not let them read it. Not only on Shabbos, even Misachel. But if the child is normal, understands, and by looking at the filthy shows, he knows what is right, what is wrong, then you can allow it. I don't allow cable television. Somebody wanted to give me a gift. I said no. For $1 million, I won't give a ticket.
Also, he wants to know about Mishnayos. Are there any Mishnayos that boys at a certain age should not learn? Mishnayos?
No, I mean, they're generally not, but in specific situations, they shouldn't learn about arayos and so on.
Arayos. Sexual
matter. And they shouldn't learn, they shouldn't be allowed to watch violence television, because there, in many of them, the violent person, like O.J. Simpson, is considered a hero.
What is the Rav's opinion regarding women's tefillah
groups? Mr. Lansbury, okay. He wants to know about the women's prayer groups again.
No, it should be stopped, because you are an Asian Yadla patient. I told one of the rabbi, I want to mention his name, they're an Asian Yadla patient. Even if they don't say Duche, they don't say Kaddish, but one woman puts up a talis, and then she says the whole Knesre and Krishme, and they don't say Duche. So it's also Osha, because an Asian Yadla patient. But if a woman has to say Kaddish, because the father, the mother did not leave any sons, so the Chavisura passes that she stands in the Zesnoshim, in the presence of 10 men daily, and they answer, Amen, Yehish Merabah.
What? Can you talk on Shabbos about a mitzvah that you're going to do after Shabbos?
Definitely, definitely. You can talk about supporting Lakewood, or even supporting Yeshiva University. What? What?
You're preparing.
I can't tell
you. No, you're preparing. What are you preparing?
Of course you're allowed to prepare.
How long is it going to take to go? Oh,
it's a big mistake to do that.
So you could discuss it on Shabbos.
And how?
That's it.
What role does Nevuah in Baskel play in
today's
society?
Today's society?
Yeah.
What role does Nevuah and Baskel play today, Bisman Azeh?
Well, Nevuah is Nevuah. It means that Rabbeinu Shalom reveals himself to Novi, like in a direct way, in an indirect way, through a Malach and Machalein. But then Baskel is Ruach HaKodesh. He stands like any normal human being, but in his heart, so he is a Baskel.
One permitted to play with Lego on Shabbos.
Okay. Can you do this on Shabbos? This snaps together. It's a thing called Lego.
No, it's not.
Is this called Binyan?
No, it's not Binyan. It's not sturdy. So it's mutter.
There's the last piece. Stop it, you have to pull it apart.
It's the chokey. There's the last piece of the mori in Perikil. That's from him. Vase on the base.
What exactly is
Borah? Okay, he wants to know, what is the Isser Borah? Can you describe the Isser Borah?
You separate the Pselis from the Eichel. So that is also the Reise, even Mitzir, the immediate Tzuri. Eichel is the Pselis, if it's the Tzirach, the immediate Tzuri, so then it's Muta, even the Rabbah.
So?
What does the Rav feel about chewing non-kosher dog?
I'm going to ask anyway, just because you... He wants to know, what do you think about chewing gum that's not kosher? Okay.
Well, you said before about Chavis Yar says that a woman is allowed to say Kaddish if she has no other. Is that, can she say it along with the other men that are saying Kaddish?
Yes, sure. Sure.
If someone
wants
to go on vacation,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have any money, can they be allowed to bring one because
Okay. Okay, if someone goes away on vacation to a place where there's no Sefer Torah, and they're going with a minyan, they can bring a Sefer Torah with them.
Of course.
Are you allowed to sing psukim?
Is there any isser in singing psukim?
Oh, no isha.
What about writing?
What?
What about writing psukim?
No isha.
What about the...
But you should avoid writing the Shiva Shemis, Shemim Chok, Potom Rachum Chan, Apayim, Avchesed, and
so...
Are you allowed to make a puzzle on Shabbos?
It's an Uvn Dechel. You're not
activity.
Allowed to do it.
It's a weekday activity.
You're not allowed to do it.
So,
okay.
Is it
legal? Okay. He said, so what's it do? Well, this was a question he asked, can you do this? He was asking about Binyan. But would
but
this
it's
also...
not staying.
Okay, so it would be Uvn Dechel also for a kid to
play?
It's not Uvn Dechel.
It's not even Uvn Dechel for a grown-up person.
And what about a puzzle? Why is that over the dechal? That's his question.
It's over the dechal.
Let's say you never do it.
He doesn't involve chokhmah.
Well, let's say it's only
to play chess. There is a tshuva in Radvash. He's mutar and I'm a person because it involves chokhmah. But the crossword puzzle,
No, he's talking about a puzzle.
Jigsaw.
You put pieces together. In other words, I put.
No. Let's say on Yom Yogoi, so the shamish puts it together. In order to know how much each one of the respawning plates, that's okay.
No, but let's say I have like this, two pieces.
Yeah.
So I don't know where
then
they go. And I just put it together to figure out to make a nice.
So that's
awesome.
Sir.
That'd be awesome. That'd be over to the hall.
Yeah.
I'll bring a puzzle next week. Okay.
Would it be a mutter to clone the animal in order to attain organs to save someone's life?
A lot of cloning questions, okay. Would it be mutter to clone an animal to produce something to save somebody's life?
Of course, we should do.
That's
the only exception.
Okay, so he says, so now, could you do experiments with cloning in order to be able to do that in the future?
Oh, that's okay.
Shabbos.
Okay.
Okay. Is it also to rub on lotions and moisturizers on the skin on Shabbos?
Necessary.
If it's what? If it's not necessary.
No, not allowed.
See you. Okay. That's really annoying. Good answer.
What does the Rav
hold
as far as
here
in
order
for?
He wants to know, could you explain when is Kol Isha Aser?
If he's mishavim to enjoy a singing voice, but if he's not mishavim to enjoy a singing voice, then there's no Isha.
Okay, all right.
When they do a shechita, you have to cut
both
the mind, the
feet,
and the
wind
pipe. Which
should
you cut first?
When they do shechita, which should they cut first? The trachea or the esophagus?
Both together. Both together. The esophagus.
Okay.
Are you allowed to brush your teeth on
showers? No. I'll tell you. If you brush his teeth, then he's nothing. But if you brush his teeth the way the Tantish tells you, so then there is a chiyuv malacha of memachik.
You should do it very meticulously. If you just mush it around fast, you say it's not a
chiyuv. On Shabbos, I just put the dentures into my teeth, and that's all. And I washed them off.
If one is in Avil and he has to sit Shiva, and it comes time for Motzei Shabbos,
and one is in Avil.
One is Avil, and now it's Motzei Shabbos.
And he's sitting Shiva.
And when does he rise?
When does he get up from Avil?
During the week.
Wednesday, yeah. So,
so of course, it's Motzei Shabbos, he has to take off his shoes and put on the torn jacket and observe Avil and sit on the floor on a low chair. That's what I did when I was bereaved of my brother, Rabbi Sipra Zachen Levoch.
What's the question?
When there's, it's right after Shabbos, Monday Shabbos, and the people are going to be coming to visit right away, and
that's
you
right.
Don't have enough time to prepare for it, so could you start before Shabbos end?
Not before Shabbos. Chas for Shabbos. But at least half an hour after Shabbos.
Maybe you could call for the commercial.
Would a person have to use a cup for Nagel Vatzer?
Sure.
How many hours of sleep, Shula, do you have a night?
How many hours of sleep should a person get a night?
The Goyen says, Oz Yishani is four. So Oz Aleph is one, Zion is seven, one plus seven, according to higher mathematics, is eight. But I never sleep 8 hours. At most, on Friday night, I sleep the most 6 hours. And other nights, at most, I sleep 3 hours. This last night, I woke up at 3 o'clock, and I got up at 5. And at 6, I washed Negrosa. And at 7, I left the house to go to United Airlines in Jersey, Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
Somebody has asthma. They have a nebulizer. It's a machine that makes medicine.
If somebody has asthma, you shouldn't fast on any tiny SIBO, not even teachable. But I'm cheaper, I should consult a doctor.
Okay.
Michael Feinstein also committed a blunder unintentionally. He had a Dora, a brilliant Dora. Chaye, the Rebbeson of the Bushka of the Chenel Vorach, and she fasted on Tisha B'Av, and never she died.
Well, if someone has a machine, if they have an asthma attack, they can turn on the machine?
Of course, you can turn on that Shabbos.
Can you turn it off?
Pull out to the Hayat.
With regards to cloning man, what would happen to
right.
The
Tzelanolokim? What?
If a person were to clone another man, what would happen to the Tzelanolokim?
It's a terrible thing.
Okay. I think we answered a lot of cloning. Is a guy allowed to keep Shabbos?
No. Akum Shishavas Chayv Mishavishamayim.
Akum Shishavas Chayv Mishavishamayim. Not like it.
If he does it for religious purpose, but if he does it because he's lazy, why not?
No.
If a doctor prescribes marijuana to as a relaxant, are you allowed to take it?
Why?
That you might get addicted to it and then what? It's a consequence.
Okay. If a doctor prescribes marijuana for medical purposes,
it's okay.
But you know you might get addicted to it.
If the doctor is a good doctor, why not? Not if he's a doctor like the Roshe, Roshe Dr. Dworkin.
Nowadays, is there a phenomenon of
Nebuah
and Vasco?
No. No, Nebuah, no. Akil is not until the Mesa Messiah. But there is a Hakilish of Chochmah that there is.
Okay.
the Chaim Liza puts it.
At what age is it appropriate to teach things in biology about sexual reproduction?
In a scientific way, at the age of high school, 16 or something. It depends upon the mental age, not upon the physical age.
If you're quoting a passage, like you want to say something in it, you want to announce the
same. You shouldn't say, I'm a Jim Amish, but you should say Hashem.
Now can you read, let's say you're reading a whole pasuk. Can
you saw I got a country, then it's a mitzvah to read it in one Yamaha Sefer, Shnai Mikora Targum, so you are not the kind of mitzvah if you don't read one word in the Shem, the way it is written in the Chumash.
Okay, and what if it's not from Avraham? What if it's just quoting a pasuk in a drasha?
It's okay, it's okay. But you have to quote the whole
pasuk,
not every pasuk. Go through the pasuk and loyche, loy pasuk.
If you're davening and you're saying
a
bracha and you're saying Hashem's prayer in the middle, they sneeze. You don't say a bracha. What? What? If a person's davening and they're saying Baruch Atah and they're about to say Hashem, they start to say and they sneeze.
So what? So what's wrong with that? What's wrong with it?
So you have to say, make sure you say it right, yes.
The curse words of today,
Is the nibble peh, they have certain words in American society. Nibble peh, is it
usher? Shouldn't say it.
He wants to know, is it a halachic isser, or just
It's a halachic isser. According to me, it's Michal and the love of Lashnar, not the love of the Shilch of Ochab and Mechal, but the love of the Shish Hashem Hashav. Anything that is vain, empty, cynical, you are evil, you have the right.
And also, are you going to take medicine on Shabbos for the toothache or headache?
Can you take an aspirin if your tooth hurts on Shabbos?
Of course! You have to take it.
Since here
is
some Shabbos,
can
you say the Shem?
Of course.
How do we view reincarnation if you can recall, if we have Gilgal?
He wants to know about Gilgal.
I thought you were going to say it's nonsense. It's superstition. You're even on the essay of coming to my Shemuel. Even though the Kabbalah speaks of Gilgal. But the Kabbalah means something else. You have certain doubles, you know. Hitler and Mashmei had a double.
Twins.
A double twin. So one person who wanted to kill Hitler killed somebody else.
To be Yotzei Kiddush on Shabbos, do you have to just hear the bracha or do you have to actually drink some of the wine?
Till Friday night or something.
You have to say the bracha first, naturally.
No, but if you want to hear someone else, you're hearing somebody else. Do you have to drink, or it's enough if you hear it?
If you hear.
Friday night?
Yeah. And Shabbos morning.
Okay, a few more questions.
When you walk away from Nara, you're supposed to walk backwards. And the same thing by walking short. So why today don't people hold like this when you're walking short?
It says when a person walks away from an Aron Kodesh, they should back away. Does the same apply to when one leaves shul? Because most people do not walk out of shul backing away. They walk out.
Okay. It's okay to do it. I don't do it, but it's okay to do it. To sit down for a moment.
Okay, then a person can turn their back and walk out of the shul?
Sure.
Okay, one or two more.
Would one be required to check for shatnez if it was bought from a Jew?
If a person buys a suit from a Jew, does he have to check for shatnez?
Of course. They have to have this certificate that this was checked for shatnez.
So we don't trust the Jew if he said it was required.
And what if the Jew is an Orthodox Jew and he says it's no shatnez?
So he's Neman.
What? So he's Neman.
Is one allowed to say that
okay. Can a person sing a half a pasuk and repeat it a few times?
Yes, okay.
To what extent, if any, are you allowed to eat or drink for dam? If it's not a sakana, but it's like you're uncomfortable.
No, he can drink a cup of tea, and if it's necessary for him to eat a kich, he can also do it. I remember when I stayed Shabbos Tshuva in his house in Borough Park, so he used to take a cup of tea in the kill.
Do you want to stop?
Sure.
You want to stop and daven?
What?
Do you want to daven?
I'm ready.
You want a few more questions or do you want to stop?
If you want.
Okay. Yeah, how many times?
If it were necessary to clone a human so that you can get, let's say, blood or organs for the same
human. I'll discuss that. Okay.
What's the reason that you shouldn't eat like so much before davening?
Well, he wants to know why is it possible to eat before one davens?
Because the seichel adam, seichel hachet his power al gemeichen. Because it's gaivin. But if he does it for health, it's not gaivin.
Okay, then we'll down the mark.